We'll talk about facing the Lions offense. Obviously, it's a 4-6 team, but just talk about what you've seen on film.
I think they're a good football team. Obviously, they have a great receiver in Calvin Johnson, a good quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They can do a lot of things, and I think it's going to be a great challenge for us.
JJ, a lot has been made of your ability to knock down passes this year. Talking to some of the defensive linemen here, it's not a coached technique. They're taught to get after the passer and not think about batting down passes. Is that something that's been coached, or is that a natural instinct, an inclination that comes to you as a player?
It's a combination of both. When I was at Wisconsin, Coach Charlie Partridge worked on it with me a lot. And now here in the NFL, Coach Bill Kolar works on it with us every day. It's a combination of instincts and coaching. I mean, you practice something enough, you're going to get good at it. But then you also have to have the right timing, the right line of sight, and all those things also to make it happen.
Am I correct in saying it's unique to be able to get pressure on quarterback as often as you do, as well as bat down passes?
I would agree with that. It's definitely a fine line you have to walk, deciding whether you're going to continue to rush the passer or knowing when your rush is kind of stalled and it's time to put your hands up.
JJ, it's just your second year. How hard was your adjustment to the NFL? Because, I mean, it seems like, you made it pretty quick.
Yeah, I think playing at Wisconsin helped me a lot. Obviously, playing an NFL caliber offensive line every day at Wisconsin helped me a lot. Playing for a guy like Wade Phillips helped me a lot, and coming into an organization with players and teammates like these guys, it helped make my transition easy. But I definitely have my bumps in the road, and there's definitely more bumps to come ahead. But I'm very fortunate. I've had a great start here, and I'm looking forward to keeping it going.
Hey, JJ, can you take me back to your time at Central Michigan? If I remember right, you said it was both, you left because you both wanted to get home, play for Wisconsin, and maybe the coaching changed at Central. Can you just refresh my memory on how that went about, why you left there?
I wanted to play in the NFL. It was my goal to play in the NFL, and I was playing tight end at Central Michigan, and I believe I only caught 8 passes, and you're not gonna make it to the NFL catching 8 passes in a spread offense as a tight end. So I took a gamble. I took a gamble on myself. My parents believed in me. It wasn't an easy decision by any means. I mean, I was giving up a full scholarship on a MAC championship team. Many of the things I worked so hard for and so many people would give so much for, but I had a big dream and I was chasing it.
Do you think you could have been a tight end in the NFL under different circumstances?
I think I could have made it if I stuck with it, but obviously I'm very happy with the way things worked out.
Right.
How much did that situation maybe leave like a chip on your shoulder? I know a lot of guys, say that's a driving factor in the way they play.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who said I was making a bad decision. There's a lot of people who are saying you're giving up everything for a walk-on spot at Wisconsin. A lot of people are saying you're crazy, it's never going to work. And the whole time, I mean, I'm working my tail off to prove everybody wrong. And my family believed in me, my close friends believed in me, and not many other people did. And I think that's why I'm so close to my family and friends, because they believed in me during that time. And I think that's also part of the reason I'm successful, is because I'm always striving to prove people wrong.
They say that the pass rush and the secondary kind of go hand in hand with success. What have your corners and your safeties done to help the Texans pass rush this year?
Oh, they're great. They give us time. They give us opportunities. Those guys, we have a great back end. We have a lot of trust in them. And so we know that as we get after the pass, we're going to have that split second longer because we have a great back end.
I don't imagine you'll see him or go against him a ton this week, but you and Riley Reiff had some pretty good battles at Iowa. Can you share your memories on those clashes?
Yeah, he's a good football player. That's the one thing I know about the University of Iowa and the University of Wisconsin. Those two teams put out very good offensive linemen, so he's no different.
Gazzar Chehalis is probably playing his best football as a pro. What have you seen from him looking at the film?
He's also a good football player. I think they have a good offense. Their record might not be everything that the city of Detroit's looking for, but they have a good football team, and like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
We asked Dominic Raiola about you today, and his response was, whatever, J.J. Watt, bring it, and And then he reiterated that one more time that J.J. Watt needs to bring it. Are you ready to bring it on Thursday?
just watch the game and find out.
anything else? Just one other thing about Riley. Anything else stand out about him? I mean, this will, you know, most likely be his first start, so I think there's some people around here that are anxious to kind of see him and see what he's about. Anything from your battles that stood out?
I remember we played a great game. I mean, it was a 31-30 game at Iowa when I played against him, and it was a crazy game. That's what I remember about it.
JJ, a lot of people were thinking, you know, the Lions might be able to make that next step after reaching the playoffs last year. It seems like you guys have. Obviously, we got to wait to see the playoffs. But, I mean, what do you think has been the difference in, you know, seemingly have improving on last year's success?
I think, first off, from a defensive standpoint, having a full offseason underweight. Obviously, last year with the lockout, we only got training camp. This year, a full season under him. The players we have in this locker room, the coaches, everyone is so driven, so committed. Every single practice we attack with intensity and purpose. Nobody around here ever gets complacent. We win and we work harder. I think just everything about the mentality and the drive of this team is what I love and why I'm so happy that I was drafted here. I'm very fortunate.